Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
All right, Steve, here we are on your birthday, our last break of the day. You came in to work on your birthday today. You made 68.
I haven't done that in a while. I've worked my birthday today.
Yeah, man.
It's your birthday,
but you know,
one time.
In closing, you know what I want to say, man? First of all, let me just give thanks and honor to God Almighty for just giving me a life of longevity. And a life of health. I'm healthy, man. And I thank God for that. I think we all should be grateful for our health, whatever measure of health we have. Some of us is going through some things, but the key is through it. Going through it, gotten past it. And so I just want to thank God Almighty for a life of longevity and of good health. I hope I live a long life. I hope to live a lot longer. That's one of my prayers. I want to live a long time. I got some things I want to see. You know, I want to see all my son's children. I want to live long enough to see my grandkids have a kid. You know, I'd love to be around to see that. You know, I want to live long enough to see what little BJ going to turn into, see what he end up doing with his life. Is he going to ball? Is he going to coach? If he's going to be in computers, if he's going to build something. I just want to see it all, man. I want to live an impactful life. I want to change the way African Americans view Africa. I want to change the way Africa view African Americans. I want to change the way black people travel. I want to change the way black people view themselves. I want to be a contributor to the uplift and edification of black people. I'm not going to be a part of the demise of black people. I'm not going to be a part of the culture of criticizing a person all the time. I want God to always keep it in my heart that I'll be a motivational person, a positive person that tries to bring people up instead of tearing people down. I wish I could change that culture that we live in now, but I don't know if I'm capable of doing that, but I know I'm capable of doing my share, and I invite everybody else to do the same. Be in the uplift, uptick business. Don't be in the tear down business. You can do that. Now, I know it seems to be popular nowadays for clicks and likes for people to be in the negative business, but you don't have to be a part of that. You know, there's a price for that. There's a penalty you have to pay. The Bible says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So if you're in the hate business, do you understand that God's laws are real? That you are not free to escape his laws? The laws of the universe, the thing that God put into play, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do you understand that that's in play? That do you understand that we have an obligation to love one another, to treat each other right? Do you know that we are under a mandate to be kind to one another, to do something for the less fortunate? Do you understand that we have that placed upon us? Now, you can ignore it if you want to. But that don't stop the placement. Do you understand that the law of attraction is real? That it is what it is. That what you put out is what you're going to get back. Do you know that you operate just like a remote control on a TV? Do you know if you point your remote control at your TV, this is where it came from, and you press the on button, you look at your TV with the expectation of one thing, for that TV to come on. Do you know if HBO is channel 450, if you press 450 and select and point it at your TV, do you know you actually stand there with one expectation for HBO to come on your TV? Do you know what appears on your TV? HBO. Do you know where they got that concept from? They got that concept from God, because God said a man is as he thinketh. And if he can put that concept in a remote control, the most powerful remote control you have is your brain. Do you know that your brain has the power to emit a signal, and that signal has to be returned? Do you understand that's how life works? So if your mental remote control is emitting negative signals, do you know what has to come back to you? Negativity. Some people can't figure out why their life can't get on track. It's because you keep wanting everybody else's to be off track. Some people cannot figure out why they keep running on a treadmill, because you ain't pulling for nobody else. You ain't helping nobody else. Sometimes, man, you can be and you are your own worst enemy. Stop mistreating your brother. Stop mistreating your sister. Get your life together. I thank God that he gave me that understanding. You can talk about me as much as you want. When you get through talking about me, there's nothing you can do. I heard somebody say, I'm going to destroy him. Do you know what my response to that is? I'm not yours to destroy. See, I know who I am and I know whose I am. I don't belong to nobody online. I don't belong to nobody on the internet. I belong to my creator, the person that created me. God created me. God made me. God put this path I'm on in place for me. God gave me my role, my destiny. God put me on a mission, not you. And you think you can stop what God got planned? In the words of my boy Inky that be on the Instagram all the time, you ain't that nice, man. You really ain't that nice that you think you can stop what God got planned. Inky said it best, you ain't that nice. But God is. And I got all mine based on him. I invite y'all to do the same, man. Get yourself a relationship with God and have the best 2025 you can have, because that's my plan. Appreciate it, man. Happy birthday to me. Thank y'all for everybody. Appreciate you, Monica, for having Teddy Swims call in. That was big for me. I lose control. Yeah, when you're not next to me. Happy birthday, Steve. Thank you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.